Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Well, you came back for part two. That's so nice. Enjoy it. Have fun. And then she goes and she does a very real mom anger moment, which where I'll go off mic a little bit because it was intense. She goes, God damn it. Which, like, if I heard somebody do in the other room when I was just getting to their house and don't really know them, I'd be like, they seem a little ooky. But he's like, something the matter? What? As if her response is going to be like, no. And then it's just, oh, well, my fridge has gone out again. And I'm just seeing how long it's been out. So she's trying to smell this half and half from Whole Foods. And then he goes and just, and he's like, oh, you got another week in this at least, and takes a sip of it. And then he's like, no, you don't. No, you don't. And it's, again, is it meant to be comedy? And then he goes, put me to work. And then she somehow immediately understands that to mean, let me smell / taste everything in your fridge to make sure it's okay.
How long has she been gone though, too?
If you, 4 days?
I mean, yeah, like 2 hours? Because if the power goes out, your stuff is, you know.
Fine. It's usually fine. It's an insulated box. Exactly. If it hasn't been opened, it's fine.
Exactly. Not forever, but.
Not forever, but you'd get there and be like, you'd put your hand in and be like, oh no. And then you close it right away. You wouldn't be like, let me get everything out, put an apron on and get to work. It just felt so weird.
Well, she is elderly. She is Betty White on the Mary Tyler Moore Show.
It's true. Yeah. It's true. But so then he does, he's like smelling stuff. And for some reason, there are a bunch of open yogurts. He's opening yogurt to see if it's gone bad or it is already open. And it's like, well, if you open it.
Yeah, he's opening them all. Does anybody want to eat yogurts?
These 6 yogurts I opened are all good to go.
Yes.
Doesn't make any sense. But I also hate movies that are like that. It seemed like it was supposed to be comedy, but like, it seemed like it's like somebody did a punch down on this movie where they not only punched down in culture on all the people who can't afford their lifestyle, but didn't punch up the comedy. They punched it down. We want to make it a little bit more somber. And it's just a series of scenes of these people just learning to open up.
Yeah. Well, true question.
Learning to be vulnerable.
Is it supposed to be a comedy?
I don't think so. And my notion of that is not because I thought it was. And so now I'm hooked on that idea. Uh-huh. It's just that everything benefits from a little comedy the same way everything benefits from suspense or conflict or a plot. Uh-huh. everything needs a little bit of everything, you know, and like this is like it's not a rom-com. I get that. But, you know, if you want us to have some fun, you need to have a little bit in there of levity, or there's kind of like, why do these people want to know each other at all? Because a relationship will have levity, not because the plot needs to be it doesn't need to be a comedy. But again, there's no plot in this movie.
There really isn't.
There's no conflict. There's no reason they can't be together. There's no reason except for their age, which is a really outdated plot to me.
Yeah.
Because everybody's, we'll get there, but.
And if we're going to talk about feminism, then don't do that to the older woman, younger man plot.
Yeah, exactly. And they kept talking about they overused the word inclusive so many times in this movie. I was like, oh my God, this is why people hate liberals.
Yeah.
Saying that as a liberal. Yeah. But so it's just crazy. It's so weird. So then they sit at the, table and get to know each other and learn to open up. And then then it gets to be the most theatery, actorly fucking moment, which is probably the monologue that sold her on the script, to be honest, mm-hmm. where he's just like, well, you know, let's open up to one another. What's the worst that can happen? She goes, it just gets very theater. You want to know the worst? You want to know the worst that can happen? Well, let's say you get married just out of college and have a baby, not in that order. And then one day you're out to dinner with, it's like, oh God. Like, what's that thing about like,
her, though.
Well, I mean, and the story sounded awful. The idea of learning that your husband cheated on you because your entire room of mutual or your entire table of mutual friends went silent is
because
bad.
You were gossiping about somebody being cheated
yeah,
on.
Yeah, we
so
missed
there's
that part.
A little irony there.
I know. It's like, whoa. But point is, like, what's that rule about, like, don't ever have more than 5 lines of unbroken dialogue? Oh. It's like, it's just her just talking and talking and talking at him and just like, and then he doesn't give a satisfying response, whatever he says, but he's just basically like, oh, well, let's do it anyway. What do you think? And then it's just, oh God, it's just icky. And then he's playing the piano. One of my favorite scenes in any film is when somebody plays something only okay on the piano, really slow. And then someone comes in and tightens their floor length cardigan closer over their chest and leans against the door jamb and says, what is that?
That's nice.
Beautiful. Yes. And then he says, oh, it's just a little something I've been working on. I was just surprised that he didn't do a whole thing about, it's the kind of thing I wish I was doing, but
yeah.
the band doesn't want to do, you know what I mean? It's like,
that is so cliche though, that in 1980, what? One? In Spinal Tap, they did that.
Yeah. Yeah,
Christopher
exactly.
Guest said, it's called Lick My Love Pump.
Yeah, that's right.
So I'll it was already a joke many, many years ago.
Exactly. And then, why'd you stop? And then he just fondles her fingers and the shaky, 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 over-caffeinated cameraman pans down. And then, then we get a totally unearned makeout.
Mm-hmm.
And then the weirdest lines that are in the movie are said, which is when she says, I can't, I'm too old for you. And he says, no, you're not. And then she says, I could be your mother. And he says, but you're not. She says, but I could be, but you're not.
Yeah.
Which made it seem pretty edible to me because it seemed like, and also the, but I could be, was a weird line to say.
Yeah.
I just.
But really, I could be. I gave a baby up for adoption when I was 16 in London. Where were you born?
Oh my God. And then she, I can't do this. And then she breaks away and then she, you know, puts a trembling hand to her just bitten lips and walks away. And then says, do you want me to drive you back to your hotel? Suddenly she's willing to drive all the way to Beverly Hills. As if world.
He just bought all that art. He can take a fucking Uber.
Yeah.
Black.
That's exactly what I wrote.
You know, XL, whatever they call them.
Yeah. You know? Anything. And he has a driver, which then he goes on to say, no, Desmond's outside, which is like, he's just been outside. There's no fucking curtains in this house.
Right.
well, not
she's
one.
Very poor.
Yeah.
Too poor for curtains. House.
That's why. That's why the light has to pour in through the transom. But it's just like, why would she even offer to sign up for world's most awkward half hour drive?
Yeah.
He's a billionaire, so let him take a car. And then she says again, I can't do this. And he says, why? And she says, because you're you and I'm me. I'm sorry. He's a millionaire boy band member and she's a rich art gallery owner. I don't really see a reason why these two rich people can't fuck.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like what is, they're not exactly
it's actually kind of ideal.
Crossed.
Yes. Yeah. Neither of them needs the other for money or whatever. So it's actually kind of equitable.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, and clearly, like, they both came to it from a place of like, well, she clearly doesn't, like you said, doesn't need anything from him. Mm-hmm. Also, like, it's not like she's just some hot little 21-year-old and he's not just some, it's like, it makes sense that these people would, if they are attracted to each other, could date. Mm-hmm. And like, I feel like this movie went so far out of its way to not be offensive or to creep anyone out mm-hmm. that they took out some things that would have added conflict. Like, what if that was the daughter's crush?
Yeah.
You know, what if that like, yeah,
well,
like,
we get to meet him. I can't wait to meet him. Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Why and would then that be so seventh grade? Because they thought that for him to finish the line for the kid.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that wasn't worth it.
No, it's like, let's say that we finally, I get to meet Ryan Gosling and you're single. And then mm-hmm. 2 months later, I find out you've been having an affair, a torrid affair with Ryan Gosling all over
that,
the world.
Who told you that, Paige? I can explain.
Finish the line. If you're a bird. You don't deserve him. Anyway, so.
What's the end of the line?
I'm a bird.
If you're a bird, I'm a bird?
Yeah.
If you're a bird, I'm a bird?
Well, if you want, I can quote the entire first part of the movie so you understand.
I don't need to hear the whole movie. If it takes half a movie to make that line make sense, why is that a great line?
It's not. It's just that they're on the beach, and it's Noah and Allie are on the beach, and then they're having like a playful time, and they're being flirtatious, and she said, "Caw, caw, I feel like a bird." And then Luke turns around to him and says, "Say you're a bird." And he said, "What?" And she goes, "Say you're a bird." And then she runs up and goes, "Wah!" And then she jumps into his arms, and then he says, "If you're a bird, I'm a bird."
Okay.
So anyway, it would be a pretty huge emotional, like, weird betrayal if you'd been hooking up with this guy who I'd, like, watched all these movies, you know, because it's like, because then it kind of, like, re-edits. It's like, how do I ever enjoy The Notebook knowing he fucked my mom?
Sorry.
No offense. But, but you know,
uncomprehended.
It kind of takes away from the, like, the romance of it. And it's just like, if that was her favorite band and whatever, it would be a lot more interesting. Mm-hmm. But no. And so then, yeah, then there's an extended scene of that, of her and her daughter. Again, give it some Gilmore Girls. If this felt like Lorelai getting to go out with Rory's crush and like the inner conflict of that, it would be interesting. But like, they just seemed like coworkers. And so they're in the car and they're just singing
yes,
to St. Vincent.
This is what I'm saying. This is the thing that was almost the singing into the hairbrush.
Oh, it definitely
I'm so tired
was.
Of this trope. And we've talked about this from Hallmark movies too. It's just so tired. And in a movie where we're already watching so much lip syncing because he's on stage, like doing a full, Adam at one point said, "I didn't know this was a musical." We were both just like put off by it. So like,
it has more music in it than the second half of La La Land. So
wow.
Speaking of Gosling, mm-hmm. So, yeah, but then she goes and she's dropping her daughter off at camp, which I'm sorry, felt really weird. That girl looks 27. Mm-hmm. She is 24 or 22 in real life. Mm-hmm. And it's like, Camp Wachahoosie. And it's like, mm-hmm. it's like the little archway they drive through is like Crayola primary colors. It's mm-hmm. like, looks handwritten. And it's just like, then they go and it's just like, I mean, I'm all for like a 16-year-old maintaining her childhood and going to camp and whatever, but you just, the fact that they just came out from doing VIP Coachella made it feel like they're just going to be tripping acid in the woods instead of the desert this time. Like, yeah.
I think it would have been good for her to be a little bit younger and definitely to look a lot younger because that would be harder to explain to a 13-year-old.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, because they look like peers.
For a 13-year-old, the dad would think to be like, oh, we're going to do a meet and greet then with your favorite, yeah. you know, and then everything makes more sense if she's younger.
Yeah, because little girls and young teenagers, like, you love, like, I mean, he's the worst now, obviously, but I loved Johnny Depp when I was mm-hmm. a kid because I watched Pirates of the Caribbean and stuff. And it's just like, well, he was like in his 40s. So it's like, yeah. but like, we're like, because they're just the celebrities, you know, like, mm-hmm. it's like, obviously not age appropriate. It would like be fine if it was like, you know, some 30-year-old, whatever, but he's like a singer, whatever. But no, it's just really weird. And it's just like, she just looked so, because the thing is that this is supposed to be a 16-year-old, a 24-year-old, and a 40-year-old person. And they all look like they'd be at the same park hang at Elysian Park in LA. Mm. Like, they don't seem like they're mismatched. Like, they don't, it just doesn't make any sense to me.
Right.
So then she gets to camp and it's just like, oh, that's just a tidy way. I'm just like, sorry, as a writer calling bullshit, you just wanted to get the daughter out of the way for that.
Exactly.
For the rest of that movie.
Yeah.
And give her a chance to make these choices, but she has another parent. So how about that?
Your dad's going to, you know,
you guys are going to go to Bali because he's the rich dad. And also there could have been so much conflict in the fact that if she didn't have a ton of money and he has a ton of money and he's winning the favorite parent contest because whatever. And but like when she's over at her mom's house, they're doing, you know, they're eating popcorn and doing the Gilmore Girls thing. But at her dad's house, she's going to VIP Coachella. Like then the mismatch would make more sense when her mom is there and she's kind of overwhelmed because she doesn't really, she's not like cool, but they didn't do that. Yeah. So, it's funny. My note is her going to this camp feels crazy because what does a, there's a typo, because what does a 166-year-old do at camp?
Well, and you might well ask.
You might.
I think the 166-year-old would probably have more fun than the 16-year-old.
Yeah, definitely.
Although I don't know what kind of theoretical hormone activity is going on at 160. Can't guarantee it.
Oh, it's fifth puberty. Everybody says
God,
it.
Oh my God.
And then imagine. she goes home and she's about to crack into a 500 page book of some kind. Mm-hmm. And then she gets a text from a friend who's like, got any dates lined up? And she's like, oh, laughs to herself. And then she gets another text, I guess, assumes it's the friend. And then instead it's him.
Yeah.
And he's like, I got your number off the invoice. I hope that's okay. Mm-hmm. And then she responds, who's this? And then he's like, haha, cold. And then she says, I have to go to bed, period. It's late, period. So she's a sociopath.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and that was actually the oldest thing she did in the movie.
Yeah.
It was like, first of all, I bet it isn't late. So, but also
properly just, punctuating the sentiment that was just this double whammy.
Oh, just one ellipsis short of a prison sentence, as far as I'm concerned.
Fair.
And then that's when she goes to bed and she's watching his videos not on full screen. Mm-hmm. And that's when it just like really hit me, like, this is just so weird that it's a boy band. It's so creepy because like a fully grown ass woman lying in bed watching the guy she's into and that made out with, watching him like be shirtless with a tie around his neck, wandering around being silly in a boy band is really creepy. And it's like, also, if you don't want to make him a solo artist, just make it a band. Make it a real fucking band.
Right.
Because in that, they were very clearly taking inspiration for that music video from Don't Stand So Close to Me.
Yes, that's what I thought.
Yeah, because it has the big cathedral windows and it's like, and then it's him in the classroom with the shirt and that's very Sting and the Police. So I get that.
And the older and younger. Obviously.
Well, I was just going to say. And then, of course, they're like adding to it the fact that there's like meant to be like the it's. But then their song is called Guard Down. I Let My Guard Down, blah, 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 which doesn't have anything to do. But again, felt like they played it so safe and didn't want to make anyone uncomfortable. So they didn't do something else. And maybe it should have been closer. Maybe it should have been the song about an older person. So she looks up the song he dedicated to her so that then there's like it can. Whatever, you can acknowledge that, but
yeah,
it was just fucking weird. So weird. But he invites her to New York, and then there's a world in which it feels like a win for this woman to go to New York, but it's not this one. So then she shows up at his hotel and then takes her coat off and reveals her extremely matronly, quite Victorian dress. It's literally to her jaw. It's like it's
very Laura Ashley.
It is, and it's tight, and yeah, you can see through. But what you see through to is a bra.
I know. It was weird. And then he's like, new dress. How would he know? Like,
and then she's like, no.
Yeah.
It's like, what empty dot? What was the point? Point was, oh, did you get a new dress to come see me? And her point was, no, I didn't. What?
Don't give a shit about you.
So then they hook up and she has an orgasm in 16 seconds.
Oh, which is
really just, I mean, movies like this are doing just as much damage as porn.
Said that too. I literally said that to Adam. I was like, this is not true. This is not true. This is not possible. This did not happen to anybody ever.
Just to catch the men up, a woman has never had an orgasm in 8 seconds. Not once in
fully
her life.
Fully dressed. And not, just because you're doing whatever you're doing behind her.
Yep.
Not, now, if he was massaging her shoulders and he found just the right spot, then I could see the reaction. Better, anyway. It would still be creepy, but better.
Yeah. It's no matter whether she is with someone, whether she is by herself, 8 seconds ain't happening. Mm-mm. So that is some porny, misleading stuff right mm-hmm. there.
Yep.
So that was just bad. And again, where is the feminism in the movie that can't stop talking about feminism? I'm not sure. Mm-mm. And then the next, oh yeah. And then they order food and she's just lying there like fucking on Quaaludes. Like he's like, what do you want? And she says, a BLT. As if, like, in her real life, she can't have that.
Right.
When, like, actually we saw her make a tomato sandwich already once in this movie.
You know what I'd like more than anything?
Yeah. It's like, it would be nice if it was like, we know her to be very strict about her diet. She runs a lot. She doesn't eat any carbs.
No, that would have been irritating.
No, I know. But it would have been effective. I'm not interested in seeing that trope done. But I'm saying it would have made sense. That line would have made sense if it was contrasting with the fact that, like, she never has something as indulgent as a sandwich
right.
in her real life. And, like, now that she's, like, giving in to the sex and whatever, rather than trying to get hotter and thinner for this guy, she's just, like, letting herself have what she wants.
Right.
Would make sense. And there's a way to do that that doesn't suck. But, and then he ordered chicken tenders uh-huh. just to make sure we remember he's 12.
And got the choo-choo-chewies.
Yeah. And then the scene goes on and on and on as he dances for her. Oh, and it is the hairbrush scene.
Yeah, it is. To Wang Chung.
Yeah.
You can dance.
Yeah.
And just... then that one, you know, the most interesting part about that for me was just having it on the subtitles because I never knew the words. But yeah. I also had to stop and say, okay, well, why does she know this song? This is harkening back to her era.
Uh-huh.
This is...
It's so funny.
Yeah.
I said the exact same thing when Richie and I were watching. I was like, I don't know. They're playing it as if this is a song from her era and she knows it. And then it's like, oh, and he knows it too because he's an old soul and he loves whatever. But right. like, it just, it's like, it's not. It's pre both of their time.
Exactly.
So it doesn't make any sense. And it's just like... But then they're both singing it and they know every word. And Richie was like, well, to be fair, I know every word of the song. And I was like, okay, well, they don't.
Okay,
those well, characters do not. And I don't either. I don't either. But it was just obnoxious. But then the yeah. scene goes on and on as he dances for her. And I guess he's singing into his fist because he thinks it's magical because of what it just did in 8 seconds. And he thinks, my hand can do anything.
Yes. Can you hear me out there?
Yeah.
Brooklyn. Rural Brooklyn. Can you hear me?
Yeah. And then the same scene happens again where she puts on, well, it has the twist, the added twist of girl who had sex with a guy that she never thought she'd have sex with wearing some of his clothes, which are just huge on her.
Oh my God.
Her daddy baby body. And she puts on his enormous
Mr.
Rogers
looking.
Cardigan.
Yeah.
I told you.
He's so adolescent looking that it didn't, that also, he didn't have the masculinity that made up for, yeah, I mean, I'll say masculinity. But that made up for that, you know, or maybe it wouldn't be masculinity, though, just because I don't want to make anybody think I'm talking about Conan the Barbarian.
No.
But he didn't have he didn't come across as super intelligent, super strong, very wise, older than his years, anything like that, that would make this connection make some sense. And I think that the connection, in order to be a real connection mentally, does need to have the mental element. And that we didn't see that at all, except for that he sincerely liked all of the art he was buying without asking the price of, including the spaghetti pictures.
Yeah, which he just got completely wrong, too. But the thing is that he's so baby-faced that when I was 24, I would have been like, he looks like a child.
Yeah.
He looks too young for me. There's no way. And I just, that pretty boy thing with like he looks like he's never grown a hair on his entire face or body besides the top of his head.
Yeah.
It's just like, that's just not hot. And, like, I get that guy's good looking. And, like, I looked him up and saw that there are a lot of pictures where he does look a lot better and, like, whatever. But, like, I did not like that at all. It made it seem really pervy. So then she's wearing his cardigan. And she's like, I hope you don't mind. I'm wearing your cardigan. Which is just, like, hot. This guy walks around in cardigans. And,
Well,
I haven't forgiven men in cardigans ever since A, I dated who tried to wear them and he looked disgusting in them. And
I don't have any ugly Christmas sweaters.
Are you sure?
No. That was so funny.
But
you looked him up and down. Yeah. That was a nice sweater, though. It was just beige cowl neck. I remember it. It was a stellar moment.
I hate a man in a cowl neck. Ugh, man in a cardigan. I also haven't forgiven men in cardigans ever since Jax Taylor wore one. But you know, like in Summer House, which this is by far the best season of Summer House there's ever been on Bravo. There's a guy named West, and everyone's in love with him. He is so charming and so funny. And he's dating a girl who she's like a couple years older than him. And she never dates. She usually dates guys who are older than her. And mm-hmm. she's worried about dating a guy who's younger than her. Mm-hmm. And even that has more tension than this movie. It's so funny. Hold on. There was a delivery. One sec. That UPS guy knows that this isn't my hair. So that's embarrassing. So then she's like straddling him and he's like, I have to go to Europe. And she's like, don't worry, I'll be out of your hair soon. He's like, oh, and I was really hoping you'd come with me. And then they go and there's a montage of them going through Europe. Very coastal Europe, I found.
Yeah.
Lots of beach scenes.
Yeah.
And was that your experience in Poland?
No. It was not my experience. No. There was a pond to swim in, though, but you had to join the fish and the snakes. That's Ooh. Something you think about a lot.
Water snakes.
In a pond. Yeah, it's really fun.
It's really exciting. Mm-hmm. But they get on a private plane to do it, and they make a private plane look claustrophobic and awful.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Repeatedly.
Horrible. With a bunch of, like, bimbos. It was so bad.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And then...
So they're at that beautiful place, and I think it was, I don't know where it was. Oh, Ibiza.
Well, yeah. So, well, first they get, there are like the voyeur pictures of like the paparazzi taking pictures of them kissing at a restaurant, but then right. that doesn't go anywhere for a long time. So just put that a pin in
Paris.
That.
Yeah, that was in Paris.
So then they're in some Mediterranean country, I think. And then they're at this beautiful house. It seems really nice. And then she looks out the window and sees these very normal looking girls, honestly. Like I thought it was like maybe, you know, it was nice that they didn't cast just a bunch of like super skinny, super model-y like girls so that they're not perpetuating that.
Yeah.
They were very normal looking girls with normal looking bodies. Yeah. And that was nice. But it was contrasted by the fact that Anne Hathaway, who is thinner than any of them mm-hmm. and looks perhaps more fit and whatever, looks mm-hmm. out at them and then it's just, and then, her smile fades as she puts down her bikini. Then she slides effortlessly into a size 0 one piece and then looks at herself and just goes,
oh. Yeah.
She looks perfect in it. She looks like an Instagram ad. She's got mm-hmm. She's got a thigh gap you could kick a field goal through. Mm-hmm. Like, it just makes no sense. And then she's just like, oh, I can't. And so then she puts on a neck to floor denim caftan, yeah. a scarf, a floppy hat, ugly sunglasses, and comes out and mentions cancer.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry, but I was on the team of everybody else there who was like, this is fucking weird because she's fucking weird.
Okay. And to clarify, she comes out saying, family history of skin cancer.
Right. Yes. As an excuse for her outfit.
She looks like an idiot. Yeah.
Yeah. Because...
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
yeah, don't offend us with your 40-year-old disgusting body.
Yeah.
Your 40-year-old 112-pound body. But it's just so weird. And then, like, they're sitting there and she's, like, leaning all over him. And it's, yeah. And then they're like, and then the people who are all in their 20s, they're rude. But I also think I probably would have been like that in my 20s to a certain extent, where I would have just been like, I wouldn't have been outright rude. I wouldn't have been mean to her. I wouldn't have made her feel small, but I would have been like, this is weird. Like, I don't know. Like, this is just so weird that there's this woman who won't wear a bathing suit at the pool with us. And she's not trying to, like, get, you know, she's not trying to be nice and just be like, yeah, sure, I'll have a popsicle. She's just like, skin cancer kills a lot of people, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's when she learns that it's a bit that the band does to pretend to be changing the set list and they play the song Closer. Mm-hmm. And then they bring up, oh, remember he did that for that girl? She was like a Swedish model and she was like 33. And so, like, in that scene,
she was so clueless. She was like 33 and she's sitting around without a clue.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Idiot.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Trips, knocks things over, hat goes flying off.
Yeah.
Trips really over like her overlong captain.
Yeah. It's a Rube Goldberg machine of chaos.
Yeah.
Just an umbrella goes into the pool, slips on a kit. Yeah. So she gets the hell out of there. But the thing is I was saying to Richie, because we paused and got another drink at this point, I was just like, you know, it would have been actually a really nice scene if she'd been sitting by the pool with the girls and they were like, if one of them was just like, I just want to give you a heads up that, like, I don't know. It seems like you guys are having a good time and I don't know what your expectations are, but, like, he's kind of a fuckboy. Like, he's done this before. And, like, I just want you to know that, because I don't get the feeling anyone's going to tell you if I don't. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, something, because, like, it's like in White Lotus, like, the teenagers are, they're up on their own ass, you know, in White Lotus, but they're not, no one's doing mean girl shit anymore.
Right.
That's why it looks so bad on Katie Maloney on Bravo.
Right.
It's like, because people don't just do that anymore.
Right.
And, like, I would feel weird and I would be like, it's so fucking weird. And I would probably be talking shit behind her back because I have manners.
Yes.
But I would not be, but I would have been, but, you know, it would have been a nice scene for her to, like, have a little kindness from them and to then feel, because he's not just sitting right there, betrayed privately, and then have her be trying to leave. But instead she doesn't. She just, like, goes and has a hissy fit and can't do this anymore. And so then she starts throwing things into the tiniest suitcase I've ever seen that truly would have only fit that denim caftan. And I mean, truly, she was wearing the most clothes I've ever seen by the side of that pool.
Well, yeah.
And oh, and that's what it is, by the side of the pool where they mentioned that that the girl went to Campbell Hall. And that is,
that's right.
Like I said, was where Richie's cousin,
name, so
and his last name, where Richie's cousin goes to Campbell Hall.
Yeah. And she had graduated 2 years.
Yeah. She's like, I wonder if she knows her.
Mm-hmm,
yeah. And then put a pin in Campbell Hall because it comes back up later. But yeah. And they, one of the other things he said that was mean was, he was just like, no, I get it. Now that you're with Selene, you're like a middle-aged man, which was actually a really mean thing to say, but they didn't react. The script and the actors didn't react to that being a mean thing to say. And then that girl brought out a plate of unwrapped popsicles, which is just the weirdest thing. Well,
I
know.
And then when she said, do you want a popsicle? I thought, oh, for sure she's going to end up having an edible and it's going to be, you know, a Lewis movie.
Yeah. But no, just a plate of unwrapped popsicles. And then they said, how did you guys meet? And then they said at the meet and greet, which isn't even true. So it was just all confused. Anyway, back to her.
Well, hissy in fit. Line for the bathroom, he said.
Well, first she said, but she said meet and greet, which is just not true. And then he went on to elaborate. Yeah. But anyway, she's having her hissy fit. And then they have the longest, like, emotional, like, tears in his eyes. She's so upset. Like, I don't know why they're like, these people need to grow up, both of them. And then she's boohooing in first class all the way home. She gets back. Her husband buys a car for their daughter. And, you know, like, again, if you're not going to contrast these two people as, like, he's in a different world, he's, like, got all this crazy money and she doesn't have that, and it's, like, upsetting. Right. If you're not going to contrast that, then what nice co-parenting people would do is say that it's from both of them.
Yeah.
You know, and just be like,
because it said she's got her watercolors and an easel.
Mm-hmm. Which, to be fair, is a pretty shitty 16th birthday present.
I would say so, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I got an iPod. and a car. But, you know, I got an old Camry, but it was like, who cares? You have a vehicle when you're 16. Although, again, this is why Richie and I would never raise a child in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And then, let's see. So, and that's when my note is, but the paparazzi thing has still not come out. The picture was taken at least a couple cities ago.
Mm-hmm.
And the internet moves quick.
Yeah.
So also the fact that it was paparazzis and not just somebody selling an iPhone picture to a mag is like, you know, crazy.
I don't think anybody cares that much about this miscellaneous guy.
No. And even if he's Taylor Swift.
Bass is out canoodling with, you know, his husband in public. Nobody's taking pictures of that.
No. But it's like, but the thing is that like, if it is, let's pretend that this is supposed to be that he is Taylor Swift,
mm-hmm.
Which he's not. Or Justin BB, which is what I call him, or Harry Styles. It's like, if it was meant to be any of those people,
mm-hmm.
yes, I understand they'd be on Dumois and whatever, and there'd be rumors and stuff, but like, it's just not 1986 and JFK Jr. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. It's
even
just,
in the 80s. No, I would say there was like the 90s was a very specific time where there was more interest in romance like that. I think
that's true.
The paparazzi's more about the salacious,
how know, cancel somebody, not what somebody's, not who they're
canoodling somebody's with. Put on a lot of weight, or somebody's running away from the scene of an accident or whatever. They don't care about, you know, touching wine glasses in Paris.
Yeah. And just making out with some woman who is not visibly older than him.
Exactly.
The only thing that gives away that she is older than him is that she has figured out how to style her hair for her face shape. And that is not something you know how to do in your 20s.
I agree that you don't in your 20s, but I disagree that she's figured it out. Because like I said, it was very, very, you know, hat, helmet, head at the top.
Well, yes, but it looked good on her because she's pretty. But the thing is that also it's like wearing a wig like that with bangs like that is something you might slap on somebody for a cheap Netflix show for like to show that was a while ago.
Exactly.
Well, and then the husband is saying, well, somebody saw you in Rome, which is so much less believable than just having the paparazzi thing happen then.
Yeah.
Which is like, I just saw these pictures. Are you like hooking up with a boy band guy?
It was a great time. It was right in front of your gallery. So.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm pretty sure it was you.
Yeah. But then it's just awful. And then so she sits and has a scene with her nameless best friend. Again, that woman is hilarious. She also, I think, wrote this. Or was involved in some way. She also wrote Bridesmaids
she's
and stuff.
Not hilarious.
I know, but she's very funny in stuff, like in Barb and Marg, Do Vista Del Mar or whatever. Very funny.
I honestly can't even picture her at this point, though. So
yeah.
She didn't leave much of an impression on me.
I just know her from other stuff and was like, that woman's a comedian, I'm pretty sure. Why? So I kept waiting for a joke is why I noticed, because I was like, I kept finding myself like, where's the punchline? Oh, no, she's mm-hmm. not even being a funny, nameless best friend.
Mm-hmm.
But then this has another scene that was another pet peeve I realized I have, which is, why are women in movies like this always cutting into a piece of fruit with a knife like Tarzan? Why is that such a thing? It's so like, I just don't get it. I don't know what it's trying to convey. Why is it such a weird little trope that's so common? But anyway, she falls asleep that night watching Graham Norton.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just an interview with Adele. And it's just Adele saying that she misses being in England because of sense of humor doesn't translate.
Yeah.
Which has nothing to do with Hayes, because he's not funny. Mm-hmm. He's just British, which starts to make it seem like she's just pathetically watching anything British she can.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so weird. And I understand it's supposed to match up a little bit with the scene that happens later, but it doesn't, because it's still senseless.
Yeah.
So then the next day she's like, she's dry. She wakes up to a text that's like, please stay off the internet. And then she looks.
Or he says something like, I'm so sorry. I can't believe this has happened, or something.
Yeah, he
really
says, I don't know.
Stay
no, he
off
says,
the
I,
internet.
He says, I don't know how this happened. Please stay off the internet. And then she looks, she like meditatively opens her laptop and then gives the most truthful, blood curdling scream when she sees some headline that's like, Hayes caught a cougar.
Yeah.
Which again, she's beautiful.
Uh-huh.
And I don't really know that we're using language like that right now. I feel like people are just kind of would be celebrating it and would kind of be like, you know, like, damn, good for him, good for her. I uh-huh. think that would be the narrative, because people are trying to be more inclusive and trying to be less, you know, talking assholes, shit for no reason.
Yep.
Yeah. So it's really weird. And then she drives to the camp to go pick up her daughter, I guess. And then she's getting all these texts like, I can't believe you lied to me, which came from her cheating ex-husband.
Yeah.
It's just not a big deal. It's like a little awkward because it seems like it's
his nobody's business.
No, and it seems like the reason he's doing it maybe comes from the fact that he has weird fucked up mom trauma. But yeah. It's like, but only because we're getting the inside scoop. Mm-hmm. And it's like how he acts is really weird. But the very nature of it, if they were happy and comfortable, would not fucking matter and would maybe be a little bit interesting to mm-hmm. tabloids. I just don't believe that.
Yeah.
And then she gets to camp and then she's sitting on the end of the dock mm-hmm. talking to her daughter. She's going, I'm so sorry. And I'm just like, why does this teenager run your fucking life? Who cares? Yeah. Who cares? Because you already set up that she doesn't care about wanting, like she is not into him. So it's not the thing where it's like it's his big her big crush and it just feels weird to her. Mm-hmm. It's just, and the daughter's being so grown up. Again, they were too careful in this movie. Just like the daughter's being so mature that she's just like, they wouldn't do this if you were a man. Basically like, oh God.
Yeah.
We know.
But she's also, well, is he a feminist? Nobody says that.
No, no. Is he a normal person? Is he like nice or like nobody's asking that? Also in the scene before that, when she was in her nameless best friend scene, there's some weird line where she's just like, so if my husband, if he did it, like her ex, she's like, if he did it, it's creepy because she's so much younger. But if I do it, it's okay. And I'm like, oh my God, like the twirling double standards in my head where we've come so far into feminism that we're like, we're trying to get mad at women for dating younger men. It's like, just God, what? You just can't do that.
Yeah.
Ugh. So then the fact that she was apologizing to her daughter, it's like she didn't do anything wrong. She's entitled to her life.
Yeah.
And then, I guess then they try to give the relationship a go because the daughter's like, whatever. And then she's like got her and her two friends over and they're like, we'll just delete all our social media. Okay. Yeah,
that'll solve it.
I'm so sure that all these 16-year-olds are going to do that.
Uh-huh.
And then there's a really weird stop motion headline iPhone scene where they're like showing that there are a lot of headlines and then intercutting it with the fact that they're out there just living their lives, obliviously eating cucumber sandwiches in bed or whatever. And they just keep calling her a cougar, but they're just in a relationship. One of the headlines says Yoko Ono 2.0. If we needed the Ono.
We laughed at that one. Yeah. Yeah. Yoko who?
Yeah. Yeah. Which Yoko do you mean? And what do you mean by that?
Mm-hmm.
And then the ex-husband comes over and he's like, there are all these photographers outside.
He did say photographers.
And it was just like, I get that he's allowed to be worried about the safety of his daughter, but it's just, it felt really disproportionate and like not, like that woman's allowed to date a celebrity. Like in LA, it's actually pretty easy. Yeah. So it's like, not easy. I didn't manage it, but it's like... But, you know, like they're around and they're on Raya or whatever. And like I have all these like weird connections to people who like are famous, but not to me or like they're, you know, they're underground this or like they're cool or like they have a huge following on Instagram and TikTok. And I didn't even know or, you know, it's not that crazy because it's the industry here. But then that's when I realized there was still 25 minutes left.
Yeah, at one point I paused it thinking it might almost be over and it was 45 minutes.
Yeah. And the thing is that so then she goes to pick up her daughter after her daughter like agreed, like, yeah, just go for it, whatever. And she goes to pick up her daughter after this whole long ass montage at Campbell Hall.
Campbell Hall.
And she's like, just drive, mom.
Yeah.
And she's like, what's going on? And she just goes on and on about how all these kids are just like, will not let go of the fact that her mom is dating him and whatever. And they're like, my so-and-so wants to know if you can get a picture of his penis and like this and that. And like,
no, they said dick.
And then he's like, and then she's like, and then she's just like, and so-and-so said that his 18th birthday is on Friday. So he just wanted you to know that. And it's like, okay, Campbell Hall. The schools here, like Campbell Hall and Marlboro, whatever, like all these private schools, they're all like Richie's cousin is going to school with like Christopher Nolan's son and like Coppola's and like sees J-Lo all the time and like says things like, oh, wait, says things like, you know, oh, wait, I know somebody who has a really crazy name. And then it turns out that it's Soleil Moon Frye's child. And I'm just like, you know, and she's like, I know a girl named Poem. And, like, she says things all the time like that. It's just, like, they are so in it. If you're an LA kid, you're so not impressed. Yeah. You don't care at all, to the point that you actually don't appreciate celebrity. So who cares? Mm-hmm. It just doesn't matter. So I just don't buy that. And then she gets in the car with him and she says, I can't do this anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And then I realized, oh my God, there's 17 minutes left. And then he shows up at her house after leaving the car. And then they kissed for, I timed it, 1 minute and 42 seconds. I'm not saying that this is a sex scene.
No.
They kissed for one. I've never kissed for that long. I mean, that's so long. Probably I'm not. But so that's just a really, really long time to just be kissing. And it's not a
really,
make out.
It's a really long time to watch it.
It's a really long time to watch it. But it's also a really large percentage of 2 hours.
Yeah.
With no commercials.
Yeah.
But it's also just, that's a long time to be kissing, but it's not really like a make out. You know, it's just kissing. It's not mm-hmm. like any neck stuff or ear stuff or like looking at each other, saying something, nothing. Just a long kiss with a glam bot cam going around them.
No fisting. No. You're getting so specific. No choking. No hair pulling. Like, this is not realistic.
He didn't have to pull anything out of his mouth.
Oh, dear.
But then they decide, for some fucking reason, to just give it a shot again in 5 years if they still want
it. In 5 years, yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Why? Why? And that made me think, okay, so again, this movie could have been a little bit more interesting if it took place now mm-hmm. and it was the sort of connection was getting, you know, I don't know, the connection between them was like they were back, they were spending time there, you know, it could be structured that way with the past scenes as flashbacks.
Yeah.
Then the bangs would have and the wig would have been more understandable.
Well, and, they would still be indicative, you know, indicative of a very different time, though. You know what I mean? Like, this was all over the place.
Well,
it was not a timeless movie. It was just a movie that had
no time.
Logic.
Yeah. A movie that did not seem to be aware of time.
Yeah.
But the thing that was crazy was then it's 5 years later, and mm-hmm. she's just flipping through the channels like you do in 2029.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to do that now. But anyway. Right. It's like, so she's flipping through the channels and it's just another full length song. Now mm-hmm. he's solo and he's on Graham Norton.
Yeah.
He's on Graham Norton and I cannot believe they dragged Graham into this.
I know. For a minute I was like, whoa, that's really Graham Norton. And then I thought, it's probably not that hard to get.
Yeah. but then, yeah, like nothing has visually changed. She lives in the same house. Mm-hmm. It's got all the same invisible clutter. Mm-hmm. She owns the same gallery. It's different art, but only because he bought all of it.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing has changed except she parts her hair on the side and is mm-hmm. wearing a different color, reasonable sweater. And it just doesn't make any sense. And then, yeah, then he just shows up there and he just looks a little bit more like Ethan Hawke, but
yeah.
Nothing is different. And guess what? They start dating again. The same thing's going to happen,
mm-hmm.
except that the daughter's older. She was already 16. She
yeah.
needs to be able to fucking deal. It makes no sense. And then it's a happy ever after, I guess, until she dies in a couple days because she's so old.
So old. But again, it would have made some more sense. Let's say the daughter's 13. Let's wait 5 years. You know, that
yeah.
would explain why the daughter's humiliated, all of that stuff. And then 5 years, she's 18. We can assume she's at college, or we can safely assume
yeah.
that she's, you know,
moved on.
Safe.
Perhaps. Or at least she's 18. So she needs to grow up. If she can't pitch a fit about
well,
her mom
I meant-
dating someone.
Yeah, I just meant that she doesn't have to be babysat. So
no,
in 5
yeah.
years, Anne Hathaway,
Selene
has more free time. Whatever. I mean, it just could have made more sense. A lot of things could have been different.
A lot of things could have been different. Do you want to know what movie Amazon thought I might like if I liked this movie?
My Love on a Leash.
Chinatown. If you like this, you'll love Chinatown.
There must be a lot of like references to it being in LA then, because why?
Yeah.
You know, in the meta text, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Oh my God. Wow. So did you like this movie?
No. No, I didn't.
No.
I thought I might, despite the fact that you were saying it was awful. I thought, no, I might enjoy this. And that's what I'm getting tired of this. Why Anne Hathaway is talented and could have done better. Like, mm-hmm. Why are the scripts so bad? There's so many things lately that, you know, we think, well, let's watch that. And then it's 37, you know, percent on Rotten Tomatoes. This was 94 though. So how was that possible? I know.
Well, because it was, I think, because it premiered at a film festival. Mm-hmm. So all those people saw it in a different environment. And they got it early, and then it, because it had 94%, but it hadn't been released till last night. So it's like, but no, this was a bad, bad movie. And I mean, yeah, the articles that are coming out about it are, like I said, like, Anne Hathaway's too hot for this role. It doesn't land. Uh-huh. Things like that. And it's like, I haven't read anything else. I just saw that headline. But it's like, I mean, it's just delusional. It just felt like wish fulfillment from like a middle-aged woman, not calling Anne Hathaway a middle-aged woman, because I just don't think that the word middle-aged means what we think.
Well,
you know, because I understand that the entire cast of Cheers was around my age, and I understand that middle age, that Ryan Gosling is middle age, but it just doesn't mean the same thing anymore, because mm-hmm. we mm-hmm. live longer. So
far it's got a 6.6 on IMDb, though, by the way. So as
what's it got on Metacritic?
I don't know.
Oh, I thought maybe you'd look.
I don't know what that is.
Well,
and
I trust them the most, I think.
Okay, that's cool.
68 is generally favorable, but does not mean that it's good. That's not a great score out of 100.
Let's keep an eye on what happens with this.
Yeah, it's going to get worse.
It could have been better, but there was something else that we wanted to watch recently that was somebody good. I can't remember. I want to say Kate Hudson, and it wasn't. So
she would have been a good. She would have been a good lead. Charming, effervescent, but older than him.
She's pretty, though. She's just still.
She's
so
still
pretty.
Too pretty.
She's
still
the same age. So,
I guess I just would have liked it if it was her.
Yeah, I mean, because we like her. Because
she would have made it, you know, real.
Who is out there? Is there a real looking actress out there, though? I mean, like,
yeah.
Well, I'm going blank. I'll think of 50 as soon as we're finished here.
Anyway, I also didn't like this movie. I would love to just watch a movie and have fun with it. Like, the thing is that, like, yeah, it felt like it was trying to be wish fulfillment-y stuff where it was just like, oh, imagine if your humdrum life. But the thing is, she doesn't have a humdrum life. Mm-hmm. So it's just like she has a really, 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 really nice house and a really cool job and a really nice relationship with her daughter. And really, everything's kind of coming up Selene. So.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. I think this is going to be a two-parter. We had a lot to say about this awful film.
Yeah.
So, you know, anything else you'd like to add?
Well, I mean, if you watched this because you kind of liked the Jennifer Lopez disappointing one, because you liked the premise of, like, you know, what's it like to suddenly be dating someone famous and visible?
Mm-hmm.
I recommend Not for the First Time, Juliet Naked.
Oh yeah.
So what's her name?
Byrne?
Rose Byrne.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Ethan Hawke, who you mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
Who not only did I like in that movie, which is really hard for me to believe, but I loved his version of Waterloo.
By ABBA?
No. It was, oh my God, The Cure? I'm suddenly going really blank. Let me get this.
Yeah,
right.
You talked a lot of smack about Ethan Hawke on the Tupper episode that we did, The Holiday.
Yeah, so
if you want to go watch a good movie, The Holiday. It's not Christmas time, but who cares? It's cozy.
Waterloo Sunset. Did I make you listen to that?
Yes, many.
I did not many times, but anyway, it was originally done by the Kinks.
Well, yeah. I mean, I feel like any Nick Hornby adaptation has the feel that this, I thought that's the thing. I didn't think this was going to be an out and out like rom-com, but I think I thought it was going to have like the about a boy feel of like, mm-hmm. yeah, like what if you were like really normal and then life got turned upside down? Because that's always fun. And it's like, but instead this was going for 50 Shades, which I just, first of all, don't like and think was a bad, bad blight on our society.
Mm-hmm.
Because it did everything wrong. Mm-hmm. But you know, no, it just instead it tried to make this like really erotic, and it just really wasn't.
Yeah.
I don't get a lot of sexual energy off Anne Hathaway, for one thing.
No.
And someone that baby-faced.
That's fine. We don't need that, but that was called for in the role.
Yeah, precisely. I want to see Eileen, so maybe that'll be hotter. I don't know. Because that seems like it's also supposed to be hot. Remember we saw Davis?
The Tower of Pisa?
No. God, that was quick. Come on, Eileen. we saw David Sedaris, and he recommended a book called Eileen once when you and
yes,
I saw him.
That's
and
true.
Then that has now been adapted into a movie, and it stars Anne Hathaway and I think the girl from Last Night in Soho. But I haven't watched it yet. And I don't know if it's supposed to be good, but I'm going to watch it.
Okay.
All right. Well, that's what I'm going to do at some point. I got nothing else to say, but I'm going to run to the cobbler. Need any shoes done?
I do. If you could make my shoes a little bigger. I've been walking barefoot a lot, and I'm noticing some of my stuff is getting a little bit tight. So, and also my cushion air shoes, which are super comfortable. They already shrank being outside because I didn't think we'd reach those temperatures yet, though. Anyway.
I'm not really going to the cobbler, but you gave so many details it makes it seem like I am. So I just have to clarify that I'm not. Do you know Daniel Day-Lewis is like a hobbyist cobbler? Okay, I got to go. We got to go. We got to head out.
Well, so is Jack, your brother.
Yeah, he has gotten into cobbling. That's what he's doing. He's so too busy to produce the podcast for us anymore.
But he can make my shoes into shoes for himself.
He's 6'5", and mommy is not. So if that gives you any idea.
Yep.
All right. Well, see you on the next piece of shit.
Bye.
Bye.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.